When it comes to music made by women, some cliches still persist. Women sing, men play loud guitars and heavy drums. Conga drummer Carolyn Brandy wants to change that. She's been playing drums for more than 40 years. You may have heard her with the percussion collective Sista Boom in San Francisco's Dyke Marches. She also accompanies other musicians from all over the world on their records. And most importantly, she encourages other women to grab the drumsticks or simply use their hands and make some noise through her organization, Women Drummers International.
My name is Carolyn Brandy. I'm the creator and executive director of Women Drummers International. And our mission is to promote the message of the drum for women and girls, a message that is about health, it's about community, it's about coming together. The drum wrongly was personified as a male instrument. We all know that the drum is a woman. The drum is female. The heartbeat, you know, that's what we pass on to our children. That's the first sound we hear. It's from a female. It's from the mother. I started playing conga drums in 1968. I was a student at the University of Washington, and I happened to be down at the Pike Street Market that a lot of people know about. They often have musicians on the street. They're playing congas and bongos and Cuban music. And I thought, wow, I really like this. So after they finished their set or whatever, I went up to one of the guys and told him how much I enjoyed the performance and really liked the music. He said, well, we're giving a class at the University of Washington. So I started going to that class, and that was the end of that was the beginning of my destiny, I guess. Highest praises. The drum represents migrations of people. The drum represents the diaspora. The drum is an incredible instrument. When you start learning to play drums, one door opens up to two doors. Those two doors opens up to four doors. Those four doors open up to eight doors. And it's a never ending. It doesn't end. Art and music is the salvation, really. Our art will save our identity. Because maybe we don't speak the same language, but we can be moved by the same piece of music. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Like right now here in the United States, I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American. I have Native American blood, and my ancestors are in this soil. But we're going through a really hard time right now with this election and everything. And yet and all, I've been very upset about the whole thing. But when I go, I have classes every day. When we start playing those drums, I forget all about that, and I'm transported to a place of calm and peace. It's medicine. It takes me out of that all that fighting and all that's going on. And it takes me to a place of healing.